and track 10, our last news track. Devon Charity Walk attracts massive interest. A Devon mental health charity is preparing to send around 350 walkers across the county in a 24-hour coast-to-coast challenge after a single social media post generated nearly 6,000 expressions of interest within days. The 24-in-26 coast-to-coast walk, organised by the Devon Clinic Charitable Integrated Organisation, will see participants attempt to cover 109 kilometres or 68 miles from Westwood Ho to Paignton via Dartmoor. The event will take place on June the 19th. Chris Fleet, founder of the Devon Clinic and organiser of the event, said the scale of interest took organisers by surprise. "Normally we run smaller events with maybe a dozen people," he said. "This one took on a life of its own. Within days it was clear it had struck a nerve." The walk aims to raise money for the Devon Clinic, a registered charity providing affordable mental health support across Devon. The organisation offers counselling and therapy for people experiencing anxiety, depression, trauma and the effects of domestic abuse. As part of its work to make support more accessible, the charity also provides concessionary counselling sessions costing £15, subject to assessment for people who may otherwise struggle to afford private therapy. "With demand for support rising, every donation helps, as keep sessions accessible for people who might otherwise go without."
Motoring memories at town's classic car show. Teenage memories had Newton Abbott Mayor Councillor Louise Cook unable to resist climbing onto the seat of a scooter on Saturday, May 23rd, when the town staged its latest classic car show. Recalling times past, she said, "I remember riding on the back of one of these with all the lights and everything. And of course you had the tiger in your tank on the back. It brings back a lot of good memories. It's just wonderful." Councillor Cook was delighted with how busy the town was. "I thought it might be quiet with everyone on the beaches, but that's not the case. They're here and it's wonderful. More than 60 cherished vehicles parked up in the town centre for the event, which was organised jointly by Newton Abbott Town Council and Tinbridge Classics."
"Still responding as normal," says Charity. "Devon Air Ambulance remains committed to its services despite significant financial pressures from the recent aviation fuel price increases. In recent months, aviation fuel prices have more than doubled, rising from around 74 pence per litre in early March to approximately £1.60 per litre. Based on these increases, the charity estimates its annual aviation fuel costs could surge from around £177,000 in 2025 to approximately £384,000 this year, an increase of more than £200,000. Despite this, Devon Air Ambulance want to be clear, its crews are still responding as normal across Devon. Devon Air Ambulance's Chief Executive, Greg Allen, said the charity had planned for situations like this and built financial resilience into its operations. "We plan carefully for scenarios like this and hold reserves to protect our ability to respond. So despite the huge pressures from the cost of living and the hike in aviation fuel, we are still able to run our services as normal. Devon Air Ambulance operate two helicopters based in Exeter and North Devon alongside a fleet of critical care cars. Together, its aircraft uses around 240,000 litres of fuel each year, with additional cost pressures coming from rising diesel prices for its vehicles. And the demand for its services remains as urgent and unpredictable as ever. Anyone at any time might need our service," said Greg. Accidents and emergencies can't be planned for, and that's why we are needed to get critical care to patients at the scene as quickly as possible, maximising their life chances. Unlike commercial operators, Devon Air Ambulance cannot pass rising costs on. Every extra pound the charity spend on fuel must be raised through public donations. As a charity, the service receives no direct government funding for its daily operations and does not benefit from tax relief on aviation fuel, leaving it fully exposed to price increases. Every extra pound spent on fuel is a pound that has to be found through donations.
TV stylist hosting exclusive event. TV stylist Nikki Hambleton-Jones will be heading to Newton Abbott to host an exclusive styling masterclass. The host of TV show 10 Years Younger will be at Austin's department store on Tuesday the 9th of June. A personal stylist in the UK for 25 years, Nikki is best known for The Makeover Show, 10 Years Younger, and more recently, Drop a Decade on ITV's This Morning. The event is free and will be held on the first floor of Austin's fashion store in Courtney Street. A spokesman for Austin said, "We look forward to seeing you at what promises to be an insightful and inspiring styling event."
Sun smiles as the cream of Devon rises to the top. Thousands of visitors enjoyed 3 days of fun in the sun at last week's action-packed Devon County show. Last year, over the three-day event, the record attendance was exceeded with over 101,000 people going along. Organisers have said that a strong attendance on each of the 3 days this year points to a bumper year and hope that the attendance record will be broken again. The fine weather certainly helped the show, alongside a visit from the Duchess of Edinburgh on the first day. The awarding of the prestigious Burke Perpetual Challenge trophies for the very best in British livestock breeding and agricultural innovation, plus entertainment for all the family with the rural community, showcasing what it does so well to an audience of all ages. And there are several photos of cows and horses and dogs and sheep and lots of people enjoying themselves.
No drive-through at new McDonald's. McDonald's new restaurant in King Stainton, expected to open in late 2026, will not include a drive-through, the fast food giant has confirmed. Speaking to the Mid Devon Advertiser, the multinational restaurant chain said its new restaurant at the former Beefeater will bring significant investment to the local area and deliver more than 100 full and part-time jobs. The company have submitted a planning application to Teignbridge Council, seeking permission for alterations to the existing restaurant off Newton Road, including replacement heating, ventilation and air conditioning. Teignbridge Council are due to make a decision by the 8th of July. A spokesperson for McDonald's told us the restaurant will bring significant investment to the local area and deliver up to 120 full and part-time jobs. The company also said its King Stainton restaurant will not include a drive-through, with further details about the restaurant layout and car park expected closer to the opening. McDonald's employs around 180,000 people across the UK.